Hey, welcome back. You about ready to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, have a sit. Let's go. Hi, I'm Dave Kane, Windows Evangelism Lead, and I'm here with Kip Walls. Kip, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Dave, I work for Panasonic. Panasonic is a well-known brand name for a lot of people, but a lot of people don't know that we're actually in the computer business.
Not just in it. You guys have a pretty strong niche carved out. So tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We're actually the leading manufacturer of rugged notebook and tablet computers in the country, actually in the world. And Panasonic kind of got into the notebook business about 25 years ago, but 20 years ago, we brought out our first Toughbook notebook computer. And Toughbook really did revolutionize the way that people looked at rugged computing devices. At that time, the typical rugged computer weighed about 15 pounds and cost about $1,000 a pound. So it was a very, very small part of the market.
And it really limits where you can do your computing, right? If the cost is that high and, you know,
absolutely
weighs so that much.
There weren't a lot of people who were using that kind of stuff. It was pretty much limited just to military applications at that point. But when Panasonic brought out the Toughbook 25, which was the first fully rugged notebook computer that was actually pretty lightweight and relatively affordable 20 years ago, it really revolutionized the industry. And so Panasonic now has a wide range of rugged products from handhelds all the way up to full-size clamshell notebooks. And we sell those primarily to vertical markets. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of business with the federal government, a lot of business with state and local governments, especially in law enforcement and fire. And then a lot of enterprise customers, but not so much in the basic business or consumer market.
Now, you mentioned earlier that these vertical customers have very specific needs and very specific asks. Would you mind sharing the story about the law enforcement feedback that you received?
Sure. So we actually talk to thousands of customers every year and ask them for their input on what our product should look like. And we've been doing this for about 18 years now. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we always hear is that they want to protect the investment they have in vehicle docking. This is true also in utility and field service, but it's very important in law enforcement and in and you know, first responders.
It makes sense. If you've got a fleet of several hundred vehicles, you want to make sure you don't have to rip and replace every time you upgrade your hardware.
Absolutely. So one of the things that the customers have told us is when we bring out a new product, they want it to fit in the existing vehicle box.
That makes sense.
Can be very challenging because they've actually been telling us this for about 18 years. And having backwards compatibility for that period of time in this business is extremely challenging.
I'm sure. I mean, the technology has changed so much. We see that in the consumer space, and yet we kind of, I think the expectations are even more specific, more refined in this vertical space. So talk to us about this product, because you guys have done a pretty remarkable job about responding to customer feedback, but also responding to what the industry has done to bring a product that kind of does the best of both of those tasks. So this is the kind of the latest and greatest Toughbook, correct?
Yeah, so this is our new product. It's called the Toughbook 33.
Okay.
It's actually sort of following in that line after the Toughbook 31, but the Toughbook 31 was a fully rugged clamshell notebook.
Okay.
And so one of the things we heard from people a couple of years ago, we actually brought out a new product called the Toughbook 20, and this is a 2-in-1 detachable, but with a 10-inch screen on it. So customers said, you know, we like that design, but we could use it in a bigger, with a larger screen on it.
And this is a fully functioning Windows laptop, right? This is no different than what a consumer would get, really, in terms of software, with
yes.
the exception that, you know, the hardware is much more rugged, you know.
Yeah, you can literally use these products in the shower. They're not submersible, so not in the bathtub, but they'll take sprayed water in all directions. This detachable 2-in-1 form factor was really appealing to customers, and they said, you know, we'd like to see that, but we'd like to see it in a larger screen. So we brought out, developed this new product called the Toughbook 33. And the thing that's amazing about it is, you know, not only is it a 12-inch detachable 2-in-1 with a larger 12-inch screen, but it also will fit, using a vehicle dock adapter, into the same vehicle docks that our ToughBook 31 machines used over the last
18 years. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's phenomenal. So with that, you showed something earlier. Now there are two different keyboards, and there's some kind of different use cases for how the product will work in those environments. Do you have the other keyboard over there?
I do.
Because this is something that you mentioned earlier. Now you said that from the 31 to the 33, you guys shaved off about 45% of the weight?
Yeah, with the premium keyboard, the new machine's coming in at just over 5 pounds, and with the light keyboard, it comes in just a little over 4 pounds.
Which is amazing, because most of what I do is in the consumer space, and Ultrabooks are just now consistently being around 3 pounds. Mm-hmm. So for a rugged device like this to be 4 pounds, I mean, that just kind of changes the places that you can utilize it, changes the way that these verticals can do their computing, right?
Yeah, and one of the great things about this, with the light keyboard, it gives you the ability to use this if you're, say you're a police officer and you want to write a report and you're sitting in a coffee shop, you can do that in here. But the nice thing is that when you get back into your patrol car, you drop this in the vehicle dock, which actually has a hinge, not unlike the one on the premium keyboard here, but this would sit into the vehicle dock. And then this keyboard actually sits in the vehicle dock adapter also and becomes your in-car keyboard. So you can use it either in the car, and our customers told us very specifically they didn't want it to be wireless. They didn't want to have to worry about Bluetooth connectivity batteries dying.
Yeah.
So there's a cable, and we were very deliberate about putting the cable sort of on the right side, so it plugs in over here. And that was so that it's not on the driver's side. It's not getting in the way of the officer when he's trying to operate the vehicle. In fact, if he's, he can actually hang this on his steering wheel and type on it, and he can put it in the lap and type on it. But if he gets a call and he needs to, get going, he just throws that onto the passenger seat and he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And he can pick it up later and put it back in the into the dock
right.
Adapter. So this machine, which actually is a little unique from the perspective of its screen aspect ratio. It's a 3:2 screen aspect ratio.
And before they were 16:9 or?
Well, so most of the machines you find out there today are 16:9. And 16:9 is great if you want to watch movies
mm-hmm.
Or TV shows. But if you look at most of the applications that our utility, public sector, and even federal customers use, a lot of them were developed back when we still had 4:3 aspect ratios,
mm-hmm.
the standard computer screen aspect ratio.
And so they don't render properly on a 16:9.
Exactly. And so a 16:9, it's great for watching movies, but it's cutting stuff off top and bottom. With a 3:2, we're much closer to the 4:3 traditional aspect ratio, and it gives us the ability to make this thing work in the same vehicle dock as we had with the book 31.
Well, and the other advantage of the 3:2 aspect ratio is it's closer to a traditional piece of paper. It's how we think, and we're in, especially in consumer space, we're talking a lot about Windows ink and some of the features that bring that inking to life, and that experience is much better in that 4:3 aspect
Absolutely.
Ratio.
Absolutely, and one of the things that Windows 10 does a great job on, as you found, there's a built-in active stylus there,
mm-hmm.
so you can actually use this like you would.
You've got the same ink workspace. You've got all the same great features that consumers have come to expect.
Exactly.
But it's kind of new to see those in the enterprise verticals, if I'm being totally honest. Like, usually there's a much bigger lag. Now, you mentioned this has Windows Ink, but what are the other key Windows features have landed in this device?
Well, the other thing that we've done in this device, which is a little unusual compared to how we're selling it in other parts of the world, is we're using the infrared 3D camera that allows Windows Hello login. We've provided the ability to use a fingerprint recognition, which Windows Hello supports also,
mm-hmm.
and we've done that for a while, and you can get a fingerprint reader built into this, but it also has the camera that'll support Windows Hello login. So, using the front-facing camera, you can log in, and then there's a rear-facing camera, because one of the things that this is going to do and help transform the way that our customers work is now you can take this out and not only take it with you into a coffee shop or into your regional office or your home, but you can actually take it out, say, to an accident scene or something like that, and take pictures with the camera built into the tablet.
So it's really going to streamline the workflow of first responders and the people that are using this type of product.
Absolutely.
And again, like these front-facing, world-facing cameras, this is a trend that we're seeing in the consumer space as well. So it's great to see that the enterprise is adopting it too, because I know sometimes there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
The other thing that occurred to me, like the Windows Hello camera or fingerprint, that seems like a pretty customer-friendly approach to offer both. Do you see a lot of variance in what customers are asking for with this device, or is a lot of it fairly consistent?
Well, so one of the things that our customers traditionally, you know, have asked us to do is to give them some flexibility. And so we try to build a device that will work for different kinds of users. So, for example, you know, the public safety guys are less likely to use like signature capture capabilities, but our field service customers actually, you know, the ability to sign off on a work order or an invoice or something like that is very handy. You know, we also have this configuration area up here where we can build in a true serial port. A lot of our utility customers are still using serial ports, and the ability to have a true serial port, is a huge benefit to them. But we can also put in other things like additional USB ports. The machine actually has a fair amount of I/O built into it. There is actually behind this door, you know, because it's water resistant, we have doors over everything. Device itself has a number of ports built into it, and then the premium keyboard has a lot of additional I/O, as well as having backlit capabilities. We're actually doing a red backlit for the first time. We've offered backlit keyboards for a while, but red is less likely contribute to night blindness. So a red keyboard is something that our public safety customers asked us for.
You've got USB 3.0 ports here, so again, it's not delayed tech. It's current, it's quick, but you even retain support for older standards as well.
A lot of our customers still need serial ports. So we actually offer that on the premium keyboard, that's standard, and you actually can get one built into the tablet itself up here on top if you're inclined to do that.
Before you put that back, we were talking a minute ago about batteries before we started, and I wanted to take a look at this again because this is pretty cool what you guys have done. You could probably have done that much faster than I could. I should have had you do it.
Once you know how to do it, it's quicker.
But you've got, I asked about the battery being in this keyboard. That would have added weight, but it also would have reduced some of the functionality because there's not a battery in the lighter weight keyboard. And so you've got two batteries in here, right?
Yeah. So in the Topic 20 2-in-1, we actually had a battery in the keyboard and a battery in the tablet. But that, if you take just the tablet and you don't take the keyboard, you lose some of your flexibility there. So what we did was we put two batteries into the tablet itself. It allows you to hot swap the batteries in there. Each battery runs for about 5 hours. So you got 10 hours of battery life standardly, but we also have extended life batteries, which put a little bump out on the back here. But if you get the extended life batteries with the bump outs, then you're actually talking about a pair of 10-hour batteries. So 20 hours. And you know, most people don't need 20 hours of battery life, but some of our military customers, some people who are working away from power for a long period of
disaster
time.
Disaster response. There are a lot of cases where 20 hours could be really beneficial.
Absolutely. We expect some customers will choose that.
And the other thing I noticed, just in terms of things that you don't get on most PCs, you mentioned this handle. This is kind of a cool factor that was probably thoroughly engineered, but even the handle is designed to keep the device from tipping over.
Yeah, so it acts as a kickstand when you're using it in clamshell mode, and when you go to carry it, there's a little latch here that allows you to clip those two pieces together. And now when you're carrying it, even though it's fairly lightweight, it just feels so much lighter and easier to carry when you actually have a handle. If you think about the way we carry briefcases or suitcases before they all had rollers on them, it was by handles. And that is just a way that is just way more comfortable to carry than any other way.
Yeah, I mean, and if you get the chance, get some hands-on time with this. Really talking about it and looking at it doesn't do it justice. It has a great solid feel, and it's a lot lighter than the previous Toughbook, previous rugged devices that I've had the chance to look at. I think that's everything that we wanted to talk about. I mean, you've got the best of Windows, you've got the best of the rugged form factor, and the best of what Panasonic has learned over 18 years. Really a phenomenal device and a great opportunity for a specific customer. So,
and we're doing all the testing, the vibration, drop, water, all of those kinds of things that you know people have come to know us for. So that's table stakes for us. But now we're providing a lot more flexibility. We're actually allowing people to really transform the way they work.
So if people want to learn more about this, where can they go? What can they do?
Probably the easiest way to find more information on the product is on our website. The easiest way to get to our specific website is just go to toughbook.com. You'll find lots of information on the Toughbook 33 and, in fact, the whole range of Panasonic Toughbook products.
Great. So you've got the 33, the 20, and the smaller size.
Yep.
And this is available...
So we're announcing it in May 2017. We'll have the product and all of the key accessories for it in early June of 2017. So this is a good time to go look for the product.
Great. And obviously, these are not customers that would buy it at Best Buy or their standard retailer. They're going to be working with an enterprise rep. So, you know, they can reach out to their Microsoft rep or their Panasonic rep to learn more and get a demo of the product for themselves.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
And thanks for watching.